Right, morning. Could I just ask you, first off, you've been sat down for a while, so do you want to just stand up for a mo and have a little bit of a wriggle, let some circulation restore and so on? So just turn to somebody and say, who did you see on the way here? Did you see anybody on the way here? Did you spot anybody or anything on the way here? Okay, that's probably enough standy-uppy time, so if you want to sit yourself down again. Short reading from the Bible. This is from John chapter 1. The next day, John, that's John the Baptist, again was standing with two of his disciples. And as he watched Jesus walk by, he exclaimed, "Look, here is the Lamb of God." The two disciples heard him say this, and they followed Jesus. When Jesus turned and saw them following, he said to them, "What are you looking for?" They said to him, "Rabbi," which means teacher, "where are you staying?" He said to them, "Come and see." They came and saw where he was staying, and they remained with him that day. It was about 4 o'clock in the afternoon. One of the two who heard John speak and followed him was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. He first found his brother Simon and said to him, "We have found the Messiah," which is translated anointed. He brought Simon to Jesus, who looked at him and said, "You are Simon, son of John. You are to be called Cephas," which is translated Peter. Okay, well, I always find this an entertaining reading because this is the reading when Jesus looks at one of his disciples and says, "Simon, that's not a good name." For those of you who don't know me, that's my name. Now, interestingly, I think he does that for a quite specific reason. Anybody know what the word Simon means? Yes, it means listener. Okay. Some of you will know that the Hebrew phrase about faith, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord your God is the only Lord," is called the Shema. It's from the same word. So the word Shema then goes to the name Shemon, which means listen. Okay. And I think Jesus looks at Peter and says, "I don't think they're all the listening type, you know." Okay, so that's just interesting, but that feeds into one of the things that we're thinking about today, which is that actually, when these two disciples, you got to feel sorry for John the Baptist, by the way, because he's there with two of his followers, and he says, "Look, there's Jesus," and off they go. Okay, and John the Baptist is left as Billy No Mates, really. So they go off and they follow Jesus, and they say, "Where are you staying?" Now, do you think they're just interested in whether he's used Airbnb or not, and whether it's any cop? Actually, why are they asking where he's staying? Because what do they then do? Did anyone spot what do they do next? They follow him to where he's staying, and then they stay there too. Okay? It says they go and they remain with him. They stay with him. And from then, they are following him, and they are staying where he is. And when he says, "What are you looking for?" they say, "Rabbi." Now, that actually means, so if you're a teacher in those days, you're called a rabbi, and the people who follow you, well, there was a phrase which is picked up, as Nicholas said, we're following this particular book, Practicing the Way, Be With Jesus, Become Like Him, Do As He Did. And there was a particular phrase which said that you aspire, you wanted to be covered in the dust of your rabbi. Okay, so whoever you're following him that close that all of the dust that he's kicking up is the stuff that covers you. You're that close. Actually, quite often, followers of a particular rabbi would sleep at the end of the rabbi's bed. Okay? This was quite common. So, when they say, he says, what are you looking for? And they say, Rabbi, we're looking for somebody to follow. We've just left that poor Billy No Mates John the Baptist guy, and now we're coming and following you. Where are you staying? Because we are sticking to you like the proverbial glue. We are going to be following you, and we are going to be being with you. That's what we're going to be doing. And they follow him, and they find where he is, and they stay with him, and they stick with him from that time. So, there's a simple thing here, which is that disciples, and some of you will know that the word disciple means learner, okay? It means somebody who is learning. They learn, first of all, by just being around, Jesus. And that's the primary thing that they're called to. Earlier on at 9 o'clock, we had another reading, and there's a really interesting bit in the Acts of the Apostles where Peter and some of the other followers of Jesus stand up and they give this amazing speech, and the leaders of the people, the religious leaders, say, these are uneducated men, but they realize that they'd been with Jesus. How can they speak with such power and authority? Because they'd been with Jesus and they'd just been around with Jesus. So, really, really, really simple idea, which is if we are going to learn from Jesus and learn to become like him and do as he did, step number one is simply this: hang around with him. Stick about with him. That's it. That's as simple, as complicated as it is. And that has some interesting implications. Even when Jesus goes away, he says to the disciples at one point, I'm going to be going away, but don't worry, the Father will send another one to be alongside you. And that is the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of Jesus, who is given to be with us and walk alongside us and be within us at all points. And I think that is the one point that I'd then like to land on. It's a really deep theological point, but God is everywhere. Jesus is always with us, and maybe we need to pay attention to that. So the first practice that this guy recommends in this particular book, because the idea is that he's talking about various ideas and various practices, the first practice is just this: be with Jesus. We can sometimes easily overcomplicate prayer and make a whole pile of things up that we've got to do, and we've got to have lists, and we must do this, and we must do that, use the right words, and all of that sort of stuff. Actually, there's a well-known story about an elderly lady who's being talked to by the local priest, and he says, tell me about your prayer life. And she says, well, I sit with him, he sits with me, I look at him, he looks at me, and we're good. That's it. That's as complicated as it is. It is just being with. Yes, you need to talk some of the time. Yes, you need to have quality time. But a lot of the time, it is just being with. And one of the things that this book references is a book from the 1600s, from the 17th century, by about a monk called Brother Lawrence, who was not the cleverest, not the most able, not the most remarkable monk in the monastery, but he'd got used to the idea that he and Jesus were always together. And this book was called Practicing the Presence of God. And it was about somebody who just said, whatever I'm doing, Jesus is with me, so I might as well pay attention to that. There was a TV show a number of years ago called House of Cards. There was originally an English version and there was an American version on Netflix. And one of the things that happens all the way through that is that the main character, Francis Urquhart, will do that Eric Morecambe, Miranda Hart thing where he turns to the camera and talks to the camera. So he'll be talking to somebody else and then he'll just turn to the camera and go, this guy, yeah, etc. And that happens all the way through. And there's one particular season opener where it doesn't happen. He doesn't do it. He doesn't turn to the camera. He doesn't speak to the camera. And then right at the end of the episode, he's washing his hands in a basin. And he looks up and looks straight into the camera and says, oh, did you think I'd forgotten you? And it's a really striking moment. Because actually, we've been with him all of the time, but, you know, actually he's not been talking to us. He doesn't appear to have been paying attention. And he says, oh, did you think I'd forgotten you? And that gave me a weird picture, perhaps, of what it is like, that actually Jesus is always with us, but I'm not necessarily paying attention to that. I'm not necessarily noticing it. So, step number one is simply this, is to have that, oh, did you think I'd forgotten you, moment, and to pause and think regularly, Jesus is with me. And actually, it's entirely possible that some of the stuff that we do and some of the stuff that we say, we might not do if we thought Jesus was hanging about with us. And we might do different things. So, that's thing number one from this particular book, is simply that, to say, Jesus is always with us, pay attention to that, and be with him. And the more that we are around him, maybe the more we will be transformed to be like him, and then be part of his transforming of the world to be like he wants it to be. That's it. Back to you.